You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Maestro, you're striking me as somewhat giddy today. You seem overly giddy today. I mean, did you have one too many Red Bulls this
Monday,
morning?
We had church yesterday. I am ready.
You know, usually on Mondays, people aren't quite so giddy, so I'm not sure whether or not to be challenged by your giddiness or be scared off by it. I'm not sure which one, but nonetheless, it's great to see you in such a great mood and looking forward to be part of the that same giddiness before it's all said and done. Welcome to another edition of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and at Career Callings, our purpose is to help you avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created you to do. We're glad you could join us today, and we invite you to share your questions and comments by phone, text, or email. To call or text, you can join us at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E @careercallings.net. Now, I have a special guest today, and before I introduce him, I just want to ask Maestro. Maestro, have you ever bought or sold a used car, or a new car for that matter?
Yes, I always come out on the bad end of it, so that's what I remember about it.
Well, then you will be blessed by the guest we have on the show today, none other than the Christian car guy, Robbie Dillmore, heard on this station, and so many others around the country, and we're so grateful to have him. And let me just introduce him properly before we give him the microphone. Robbie started working in car dealerships back in 1971, and he washed cars at that time, and he went from being a car washer to service, and then to parts, and then to sales, and eventually worked up to dealer principal of a Chrysler Dodge Jeep store in 1998, where he was when God called him to start the Christian Car Guy show in January 2006. The Christian Car Guy radio show is syndicated nationally on 27 radio stations with live streaming on the internet and podcasting available on iTunes and over 30 other outlets. He's been interviewed for the Christian Car Guy Perspective across hundreds of other radio outlets, including Fox Radio Network, Financial Lifeline, The G. Gordon Liddy Show, and Lars Larson radio shows. His 30-second helpful tip feature, Staying on the Highway, is also now syndicated. Robbie hosts another program called Kingdom Pursuits, another one-hour live show that airs on Saturdays. Began in 2008, and it airs across the Truth Network, of which Robbie is on with the Christian Car Guy show as well. Robbie Dillmore, welcome to the Career Callings radio show, man.
I love this show from the time I heard about the host name. Robbie, I said, okay, this is me right here.
There was a connection, no doubt, due to the name, that's for sure. We're just excited to have you on the show today, and you're familiar with what we do here at Career Callings, and I just knew not long after we started talking that you would be a perfect guest to be on the show to share how God has led you in your life to where you are today. And that's kind of what I want to start off with, is just a question for you. You know, tell us how God has directed your steps to bring you to where he has you today in your life.
Wow, that is so cool. And I so love this show, because it, for so many men, you know, this is a real place where we're trying to figure, well, I guess women as well, is we're trying to figure out where we are in the story. And I would probably actually go back to before I was a Christian. God started leading me, unbeknownst to me, mm-hmm. because that was he was kind of meeting me where I was at. He knew that my heart was, unfortunately, at that point in time, all about selling cars, and that was all I could think about. And so I'm going to pick up my career in 1991, actually, before I was a Christian. I had finally gotten promoted to be the general manager of Crown Dodge, which is in Greensboro, North Carolina. And, you know, I'd worked my way up all these years through all the different jobs in order to finally get this gig, which I thought was, you know, the one that was going to make me happy. I finally arrived.
Yes, there you go.
And it was right during the Gulf War, and things were not good financially across the country. And the store was in horrible shape. And it continued to lose money, and we were selling less and less cars. And interestingly, about the same time, my wife had requested that I go to church with her, and I heard a pastor give a sermon on what I now call the Five Slamma Jamma Cat's Pajama Prayer, which was which there's an article at ChristianCarGuy.com, by the way, that describes that prayer.
Oh,
but it's
yeah.
essentially where you listen for God and what He may have for you. And so, October 15th, 2001, we had 15 cars out for the month, which if you're a car dealer, that sells 100 cars a month, that's pretty much meaning you're fixing to lose your job. Add to that, that we had a thing in those days called Customer Satisfaction Index that, you know, Chrysler had sent us our Customer Satisfaction Index for that month. And it was done on a 4.0 scale, and ours was 1.5, which meant an F. And I had come to the conclusion that my whole life was a failure. And I actually left the dealership. It was a Friday afternoon. I remember it was like, you know, like I am totally, you know, worked my whole life to this spot. Now I've run this dealership into the ground. We're not selling any cars. Our customers are terribly dissatisfied. And I went and laid down in a field, literally, and prayed this prayer, although I would tell you I did not know Christ at this point in time, but I had heard about this prayer from a preacher. Hmm. And as I'm listening for God and listening and desperately listening for God, Robbie, I fell asleep.
Well, you know what? You're in the same company as Peter, James, and John, right? So.
Yeah, I was in bad trouble. My wife was looking for me. The dealership was looking for me. I was like, oh, now it's even worse. And so that next morning, Saturday morning, I prayed the prayer again, the same prayer, and I listened and I listened and I listened for God. And God showed up that morning for me with something that has completely changed the whole direction of my life. And what He said to me remains as true today, long after I became a Christian, as it was when He said it to me. He said, Robbie, when it's all said and done, it's not going to matter how many cars you sell. And it's not going to matter what your CSI score is. What's going to matter is how many people you truly help.
Hmm. That
is
good.
I thought, oh, my word, I've talked to God. I know the secret. And although, you know, we didn't normally have sales meetings on Saturday morning, I immediately rushed in and I called a sales meeting and I called the whole staff there. And I used very colorful language in those days. You would not want to have had me on the air, that's for sure. And so these people had an expectation of what I was going to say. But when I told them, I said, guys, I know you're not going to believe this, but this morning I talked to God and I have a new insight.
Oh, how did that go over?
It made me look crazy. And I said, here's the deal. We're not going to try to sell cars anymore. I want you to go out there today and whatever it is you do, I don't care anything else. I don't want to hear anything about you can close them or what kind of payment you can get them at or whatever gross profit. I want you to see if you can help your customer. And if that means taking them over to the Nissan store, you take them over to the Nissan store. These people come in, we are going to figure out how to help them, and that's all we're worried about today, and that's what we're going to go do. And He'd given me such confidence in that thought process that the sales force that I had at the time just totally understood. I took that to service. They totally understood. And this sounds miraculous, but it's what happened. By the end of October 1991, the Dodge store outsold every store in the Crown organization, even the two Honda stores.
Wow.
And so they had no choice but to promote me to the Honda. General manager of the Honda Volvo store, because, you know, they couldn't have a Dodge store outselling their Honda store.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But to this day, I mean, I went through the rest of my automobile career thinking, how could I help every customer that I got in front of? And then later when He called me to do the Christian Car Guy show, you see, Robbie, I still do the same thing. Mm-hmm. That when somebody calls into my show or whatever it is that I can do with the Jesus Labor Love or the different ministries or even radio shows that I work with, the person sitting in front of you is, how can I help you? Which, understanding the kingdom nowadays, I feel like, how can I help them really eternally, not just with their car needs?
That is so good, Robbie. I mean, as you've heard, as our conversations off air have been, that is what a key component of anybody's career calling. God put each and every one of us on this planet to fulfill His purposes, and that's to bring glory to Him while we're serving other people, and to have the right perspective. That's where so many Christians fall short, is not understanding what you just described. You understood as an unsaved man, and what a blessing to hear and have that reinforced so much of that is indeed what a career calling's focus should be. Now, Christian car guy Robbie Dillmore, we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Tell us a little bit about your salvation experience since all this occurred before you got saved. If you can fit that into 2 minutes, go for it.
Oh, I'll do my best. Well, it's the same kind of thing. I was trying to figure out how to sell more cars, so I bought a series on The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, who, you know, the series cost me $150, as I recall, and the first thing it said was, if you want a power of positive thinking, you need to get up an hour early every morning and read the Bible. I thought, you got to be kidding me.
There you go.
I thought that was the craziest thing I'd ever heard, but I'd spent $150 for this. So I'm like, okay, if that's what I got to do, you know. And the next thing I know, I'm reading this book, and it's really upsetting me, because I'm like, what in the world does taking fat off a kidney have to do with selling cars?
That's right.
But again, God was coming to me right where He knew I was. And I was getting mad about how God's standard was so high. Like, you know, Aaron's sons offered the wrong incense, and the next thing you know, they got, you know, smoked. And the poor guy that took the sacred things from, you know, he got stoned, and his whole family got stoned. And so I was getting madder and madder as I was reading the Bible. I was getting madder at God that He had this high standard, and all this stuff about love, I'm just not getting it. But when I got to the book of Job, and I was expecting that to be on patience, naturally.
Of course.
And it was on anything but that. And I'm right with Job and all his comforters. I'm getting madder and madder at God, like, what are you doing? I don't understand. This is, you know, this makes no sense. But at the end of that book, God turns the tables on everybody, and He turned the tables on me, and He said, you know, Robbie, since you got all this figured out, why don't you make the sun set just one time? I'll be impressed. Or make it snow, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got. And all of a sudden I realized, wow. You know what, Robbie? You're not God, and there's a scary thing. There is one, and He's got this really high standard that I clearly am not anywhere close to meeting. And fortunately, in that same book comes the New Testament, and I found out that somebody paid the price to get me to that standard, and that was Jesus. And in doing so, obviously then, I got into this relationship with the one who'd been giving me wisdom actually for some time through this prayer that I talked about.
Amen.
But, you know, that's where it had me.
Amen.
Right?
Christian car guy Robbie Dillmore, we will pick up where we are leaving off on the other side of the break.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
All right, Maestro, as we came in on the first segment, I was noticing that you were somewhat giddy today. Now, I must confess, in the beginning of the second segment, I have reached that same level of giddiness. It's because of our guest, because he's much more enticing and enthralling than I have ever been on the radio. And so, therefore, I am more than happy to reintroduce Robbie Dillmore, the Christian car guy, who is our guest on today's show. And By the way, if you'd like to join us with your comments and questions, you can do so at 864-381-7649 or Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, at careercallings.net. But Robbie, before we left out off for the break, you were wrapping up your testimony and how the Lord sought you out where you were, and what a blessing that was to hear. That is so true, that he comes searching for us. We never search for God. He comes searching for us. And I want to follow up your testimony with this question here. Were there any times in your life when you were confused about what your career calling was, and how did God search you out to give you the answer to clear up the confusion?
Yeah, that's a fascinating thing that happens, is after you come to Christ, you kind of think that, wow, everything is going to be smooth from here on in.
Yeah, really.
You don't realize that all of a sudden you had an enemy that you weren't familiar with before, and some things really started to change a lot in my life very quickly. Of course, it seemed like my career was flourishing, and then all of a sudden I got lymphoma, and right after my chemotherapy on that and a miraculous healing from God, I was crushed by a Jeep in an accident that left me in a wheelchair for a couple of years. And I found myself, you know, in a different place, where the people I was working for were actually worried that I could carry the load, because it was such a large dealership, that they fired me.
Oh, wow.
And I that was something that I did not see coming. And I got the most glorious, I don't know, advice from a dear Christian friend that day. I'd been through all this illness. I'd been through, you know, all these years of trial. And now all of a sudden my career seemed on the downward side. And I was like, I just don't know where this goes. And so my friend told me, he said, Robbie, I know you're okay financially. And so why don't you go to God and just seek after him with something that you always wanted to find out about God, and spend a month doing that and see where that lands you as far as your career. You know, don't even think about your career. Don't even consider it. Just consider God and go after him with your whole heart. And it sounded like wise counsel to me, and I took it. And I would still say some of the best I ever got. And I decided to study leadership in the Bible at that time. I really loved leadership. And so I just enthralled myself in leadership in the book of Matthew and several other places, Nehemiah. There are so many amazing leaders in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And while that was going on, after about a month, the phone rings from nowhere, and it's the zone manager from Chrysler there, and who says to me these exact words. He said, Robbie, we have no idea why they let you go up there in Winston-Salem. They said, but we never sold cars in Winston-Salem until you came to town, and so we want to figure out a way to put you in another store, and there's one that's not far from where you live in Mocksville, North Carolina, so if you would consider buying that store, you know, we would like to help you get Jeep and whatever else we could do to do that. And I said, well, number one, that's wonderful, but number two, I don't have the money to buy a dealership, and there is no way there's a Chrysler store within 15 minutes of my house. I was wrong on both counts, because he said, well, Robbie, we will help you get the money, whatever we need to do, because we know you can sell cars. And sure enough, there was a little bitty town called Mocksville, North Carolina, not 15 miles from Clemens, where I opened up Westside Chrysler Dodge Jeep about 8 months later. And that was definitely another chapter in the story of my life, and where I learned lots of things about the car business, but even more so about God. And that's where I was when I was called to do the Christian Car Guy Show.
Wow. Talk about that call. The Lord calling you to the Christian Car Guy Show. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's even another one that, again, I found myself often struggling in business with looking for answers. And so I employed that, what I call the five slamma jamma cats pajama prayer, which, again, just simply means that I'm trying to hear God's voice. I want to know what it is that you think is my next step, God. And I had spent several nights struggling to do that on lots of issues that had to do with the dealership at the time. And all of a sudden, God shows up and says, Robbie, I want you to do this radio show, and I want you to call it, he was very specific, here's the Christian Car Guy Show, and even showed me the logo. And I thought, but God, have you heard my voice? People go to college to learn how to talk like that. I and by the way, I get really nervous doing commercials. You don't really expect me to get on the radio because, you know, public speaking and me is just, that's not the way to go.
I sound like Moses in the Book of Exodus. And he
said, yeah, I want you to get on the radio and I want you to talk about what breaks your heart every day. And he knew that time after time, I dealt with folks who came in tremendous amounts of debt, wanting to buy another new car that would pour more debt onto that situation. I saw people that weren't taking care of the assets that they had and all those kind of things. But also, you know, often I met with people that were not saved, and that broke my heart as well. And so, you know, I had the opportunity there in that dealership to share Christ with a number of folks. And so I thought, wow, this is an interesting thing that you're talking about, God. It seemed to make sense at the time. But the next morning, I woke up, as you might imagine, with a complete opposite feeling, like, that's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. Me with a radio show, you've got to be kidding me. But I'd heard our pastor, Pastor Quartz at Calvary here in Winston, preach a sermon one time and said that if God calls you to do something, that he will open the door. And so if you see somebody out there that was called to preach and they don't have a church that they could preach at anywhere, chances are they weren't really called to preach. So I understood that to mean this is my fleece right here. I know a guy in the radio business, Stu Epperson, who owns Truth Broadcasting. I'll go to him. I'll tell him this idea about the Christian Car Guy show. And when he tells me that that's lame or whatever, then I'll know, nope, I wasn't called. I don't have a radio, you know. Instead, I took him to lunch, and he said, oh, Robbie, that's the best idea I've ever. We can do it this Saturday. Can you start?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Talk about an open door or a wet fleece, whichever you want to call it.
And so before I knew it, I was doing a Christian Car Guy show, and back then Charles Stanley had Sirius 161 and on a satellite, you know, a delivery system. And they contacted us about carrying the Christian Car Guy show, and actually within 7 months, the Christian Car Guy show was international. I was going into Canada and Mexico, and I was getting calls from all over the country. I was like, really? It just totally blew my mind.
That is definitely the hand of God bringing you to do that, no doubt about that. Well, Christian Car Guy Robbie Dillmore, I have a question for you, another question for you. If you were to be placed in a room with a bunch of high school seniors, and your job was to give them advice on about how to discover and pursue the work God created them to do, what advice would you give them?
That's a great question. It really is, Robbie. And so crucial to, you know, our place in the story. And in order to understand our place in the story, to me, the advice that Norman Vincent Peale gave me, which, by the way, he knew that faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea I was getting set up with that deal, but that's what happened. That one place to find your place in the story is to understand God's Word, and to understand what all was going on in the story before you got into it. That, you know, there was a Trinity that was in this amazing fellowship, and then it fell, and then you've got this enemy, and all these things are going on. Now, where do you fit into that particular story? You've got to be able to hear from God. But in order to hear from God, you need to be able to tell what's his voice from all the others. Well, one of the ways that you can do that is by staying in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because by staying in the Word of God, again, the same pastor, Pastor Quartz, preached a sermon one time where he called a little kid up there on the stage and put on his coat. He took his coat off and put it on the little kid, and he said, now here, I want you to imitate me up here. And he tried to talk like Pastor Quartz and all that. And he goes, well, everybody out there probably knows this isn't me because they know how I talk, what I sound like, and what my mannerisms are. And they said, if you want to know how God sounds, what his mannerisms are, and what he kind of talks like, study the Word of God. And by doing that, you'll have a pretty good idea of the kinds of things he says. But it doesn't stop there by any means, because without prayer, without staying in prayer and deeply trying to listen for what God's will is, you're only getting half of it if you just study the Word. You're eating at the tree of knowledge, not eating at the tree of life. So once you have some of that knowledge of how God talks, now we need to eat at the tree of life, and you do that through prayer and steadfastly just thirsting to hear it. God, I know you got something here for me. I don't know. It's going to be good. I need to hear it. And so, you know, whatever it takes to listen then for that. And then you've got all these wonderful brothers and sisters out there in the Lord, as he will begin to multiply that. In Mark chapter 10, I think it says, anyone who leaves father, mother, sister, brother for my sake or the gospel, it will not fail to receive 100 times as many fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers in this present age and then in the life to come. But in this present age, Robbie, you are now one of my brothers, and I feel so grateful to you. And Gary, who's there with you, is also. And think of all the brothers that God has given us, and those people, too, in the moment of need, are invaluable, like I explained in my story, of having somebody else in the Lord that's there to watch your back. Because this is the church is united in taking the kingdom forward, and that's done with the church, not by individual.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, what I got from that last, your last bit of information there is this. Where so many Christians fail is that they don't lay down their lives and their work at Jesus' feet. And what you just said, by consuming the Word of God and by praying fervently, it's all about putting yourself down at Jesus' feet, and he will reveal to you in the right time what your career calling is and what his purpose and mission in life is for you. Robbie Dillmore, Christian Car Guy, thank you so much for being a guest on today's show. And if you were as blessed as I was by having Robbie on the show, please go to careercallings.net, where I will link to Robbie's website and also have a copy of today's podcast for your listening pleasure. God bless.